he rambled off into incomprehensibility. Local religion had its light and dark, right and left, good and evil, but Kina, despite her trappings of darkness, was supposed to be outside and beyond that eternal struggle, enemy of both light and shadow, ally of each in some circumstances. Just to confuse me, maybe nobody seemed to know how things really lay in the eyes of their gods. Vedna, Shadar, and Guni all respected one another's gods. Within the majority Guni cult, the various deities, whether identified with light or shadow, got equal deference. They all had their temples and cults and priests. Some, like Jahamaraj Jha's Shadar Kadi cult, were tainted by the doctrines of Kina. As Narayan clarified by making the waters murkier, he got shifty-eyed, then would not look at me at all. He fixed his gaze on the cook fire, talked, grew morose. He was good at hiding it. No one else noticed. But I had had more practice reading people. I noted tension in some of the Jamadars, too. Something was about to happen. A test? With this crowd, that was not likely to be gentle. My fingers drifted to the yellow triangle at my belt. I had not practiced much lately. There had been little time. I realized what I had done, wondered why. That was hardly the weapon to get me out of trouble. There was danger. I felt it now. The Jamadars were nervous and excited. I let my psychic sense sharpen despite the aura of the grove. It was like taking a deep breath in a hot room where a corpse had been rotting for a week. I persevered. If I could take the dreams without bending, I could take this. I asked Narayan a question that sent him off on another ramble. I concentrated on form and pattern in my psychic surroundings. I spotted it. I was ready when it happened. He was a black Rumal man, a Jamadar with a reputation nearly rivaling Narayan's, Momoshara El Vedna. When we'd been introduced, I'd had the feeling he was a man who killed for himself, not for his goddess. His Rumal moved like black lightning. I grabbed the weighted end on the fly. I took it away before he recovered his balance, snapped it around his neck. It seemed I'd played this game always, or as though another hand guided my own. I did cheat a little, using a silent spell to strike at his heart. I wasted no mercy. I sensed that that would be an error as deadly as not reacting at all. I would have had no chance had I not sensed the wrongness gathering around me. No one cried out. No one said a word. They were shaken, even Narayan. Nobody looked at me. For no reason apparent at the moment, I said, "Mother is not pleased." That got me a few startled looks. I folded Moma's Rumal as Narayan had taught me, discarded my yellow cloth, and took the black. No one argued with my self-promotion. How to reach these men without hearts? They were impressed now, but not indelibly, not permanently. "Ram." Ram came out of the darkness. He did not speak for fear of betraying his feelings. I think he might have stepped in if Moma's attack had succeeded, though that would have been the end of him. I gave him instructions. He got a rope and looped one end around the dead man's left ankle, tossed the rope over a branch, hauled the corpse up so it hung head down over the fire. Excellent.